Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 18th of August, and mostly sunny here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect nights with periods of clouds and sunshine, and partly cloudy and very warm over the night, with temperatures from low 28 to high 38 with heat index on 45 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 19 km per hour with occasional gusts on 25 km per hour. Moon is full in Aquarius, illuminated on 100%. And is also almost penumbral eclipse, but according to astronomers' calculations, this event will not be visible from any location on Earth. Full moon in water bearing Aquarius, she comes bringing illumination and feminine vision of inclusivity and thinking about the whole of us. Balancing of the axis of a Leo Sun and Aquarius Moon, we stand on a crossroads of me, we. Big picture visioning yields insights that can shape our future. On Saturday 20th of August at 6:30 p.m. we are invited to Pavilion of Tibetan Culture for fundraising dinner and movie event for the Building Bridges. And this morning we have Galzang and Matilda with us, sharing with us the invitation and a background of this event. Good morning, ladies, Galzang and Matilda, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
You are super busy. I mean, up to last second you were discussing. So what are the plans with this building the bridges? What is that?
That's the name of the project that Galzang and me, we've been working on for the last year. Even though the idea of doing something like that, it lasts, it's since long time. But she got busy with her life and her work, and me, same. But this year we said, okay, now it's the moment to do it.
It's time to do it. You will build the bridge between Auroville and Dharamsala, I think.
Well, Auroville and the villages, just next to Edhi and Chavadi. That's the first one.
Yes. First is the one, our neighbors. Build that bridge, and then from here, from home, we try to extend our bridge, and let's see how it will come out. And according to our plan, looks amazing. I'm very excited. And
but you already have I saw the announcement in user notes. It's a really concrete plan, no? For a trip with the children.
Yeah, it's very concrete in the sense that we are taking kids from many Auroville schools and one outreach school, which is Udavi. And we are having six adults this time because it's the... Galzang did it many times, but the rest of us is the first time we are doing something like that.
You did it already?
Yeah, I have been doing with the Tibetan school for the last 7 years.
You mean the Tibetans, they come here?
Yes. To bring them, either myself or Namgyel or some of our siblings, they help us to bring the students, and they are all from age 13 to 16, and sometimes also a little older, but they have never been traveled by themselves. So I have done this for the last 7 years, and two trips up and down. The project was called Home Away From Home, and I've been dealing with TCV, which is one of the biggest Tibetan school in exile, so which covers seven different places in Dharamsala itself. So last year, when the students were here, we have started this first step with TLC students from Auroville and the Tibetan Students Village School from Dharamsala.
So it's going to be kind of a return thing, right? Instead of them coming here, our children are going there, right?
No, it's not instead. Mm-hmm. It's on top of they coming here.
Oh, they're coming here too. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So the Tibetan students, they will keep on coming to Auroville. But now we would like also to initiate that Auroville and outreach kids...
To go there.
They go there. And maybe not only in the... autumn break, but also maybe in the summer. There is, instead of going to Kabunji, so
to go in there.
Yes, so we will try to do that on a yearly basis, and maybe twice a year, And a lot of adults are asking us, can you take us?
Yes.
So then that challenge, that's another challenge, but it's different when you take kids than adults.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. I'm not thinking much about that.
How many children go to that trip? You went in September, right?
Yes, we leave on 7th September from Pondicherry. Then we will reach New Delhi on 9th. Mm-hmm. We stay
one night
in Delhi. Then we take another train from Delhi to Pathankot. Mm-hmm. Then from Pathankot to TCV, it takes like 3.5 hours. So we had a very long trip waiting for us.
And how many children have we got?
19 kids.
19 plus six adults.
6 kids from Udavi school, 6 kids from TLC, 2 kids from last school, and 4 from transition school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have one of those.
Those are actually younger children, right?
The youngest is 13. The youngest is 13, and the eldest is
15.
15.
I think you are preparing fundraising day on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We got some money from Stitching Desire through the BCG, and some parents, they can afford to pay for the kids. And we've got, I mean, everybody's pitching in a bit here and there, but we still need a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And we know we will get it. So I felt if this trip had to happen, it would happen, and it's almost there. So we need just a little bit more money. And also, it's about to present to the community what are we doing. And to get all of us together, because, you know, we are talking about children from 4 different schools, that not obvious that they meet every day, everywhere, and to bring us together, and just to cook together. Now, food, it brings people together. It makes you share. So that's why we thought of having
Saturday, a day. The kids will be cooking?
Some yes, some not. There is another fundraising or another event in Balaka. And also what we wanted to do is Kelsang will just speak 5 minutes about what we are explaining to you, to people who would come and wants to support us in this project. And then we will watch Kundun, the film on the Dalai Lama for Martin Scorsese, which is it's a beautiful movie, and it's a little bit this spirit, no, that where are we going?
For those who don't know, that's going to be Saturday at what time?
Saturday at 7 o'clock. We want to start...
Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, right?
At the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. And we'll start with the dinner at 7. And around 8:30, we want to show the movie.
Otherwise, today at Visitor Center at 8 p.m., we can see Bharatanatyam performance by Anjali Bagal and group. We are all welcome. Our World Council invites us on 19th of August, which is tomorrow, at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to a follow-up general meeting on the revisioning and restructuring of the town planning and development of Oroville. Following the last workshop held in beginning of May this year, a group of resource persons have been working to put together a framework to present to the community. In this meeting, they will define the tentative timeline, the outcome foreseen, and the process they propose to achieve the same. They will also be sharing the work being done, the challenges and obstacles of the existing mandate, as well as form of sounding board of community members that will be actively involved in shaping the final outcome of this process together with the core group and the Oroville Council. So our presence is very important. And the second active resident assembly meeting on housing will be on Monday, 22nd of August at 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. And this follow-up meeting will build upon the ideas shared in the last AIR meeting. And it will be a working meeting, not for general discussion, where we will explore ways to prioritize and practically implement these ideas. The ideas regarding housing, which primarily focus upon affordable housing, fell into the 3 main categories. First, finding new accommodation places to build. Second, the planning and construction of new accommodations. And third, the financing of new accommodations. Participants at the ARA meeting next Monday will initially be invited to join one of 3 working groups, each of which will focus on one of these areas. They will come up with practical proposals for their implementation as well as priorities and timelines. The groups will then share the proposals with the other participants. The aim is that the meeting will lay the framework of a coherent and workable strategy to tackle the housing problem and that people will come forward to assist in the implementation of this. So they warmly invite all committed people to join in this effort to put housing in Orville upon a more secure, equitable and sustainable basis. On Saturday, 20th of August, from 2:30 p.m. is gonna be Baraka Fair. Lottery with prizes, flea market, riding demonstration and food. We can come and enjoy and support their horses and students. And within United Roar for Nature, a global talent challenge for young people below 21 years is Star Lion Cups below 15 and Lion-Hearted Youth Leader between 16 to 21. So if you are a lion today, what message would you have for us humans? Whether you sing, dance, act or give a speech, make your roar heard. Amazing prizes include an opportunity to travel to wild lion territories. This talent challenge is intended to bring support for lions from all corners of the earth through the voices of the future, the children. So you can submit your online video entries before 10th of September on www.lindatuckerfoundation.org/oneunitedroarcampaign, organized by Global White Lion Protection Trust in South Africa. And here in Orville, we will have special screening of Sacred White Lions, a National Geographic documentary, at Cinema Paradiso on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Village Action Group invites us to a women's festival. For them, it's gonna be women's festival pre-events and lunch on Saturday, August 20th at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Patin Mandran traditional debating in Tamil and traditional games. This year's debate topic is the quality of life nowadays for women in Tamil Nadu. On Tuesday 23rd at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. they will have traditional games where you can enjoy and take part in Nadu games, Koko, Kubadi and many other outdoor traditional games and competition. On Tuesday 30th of August at 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. there will be cultural performances, a morning of traditional song and dance, followed by lunch. Cinema Bharat Niva's auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen One, directed by P. Jayendra and produced by C. Shrikant in India in 2014. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see Like It Raw, Raw Veganism in Beef Countries, directed by Dana Geisbrecht. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Warcraft, made this year, and is an action-adventure directed by Duncan Jones. Tomorrow, The Jungle Book, also made this year, Adventure Family, directed by Joan Favreau. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. there will screen French comedy Blind Date, made in France in 2015, and directed by Clovis Cormillac. On Saturday, International Adventure Comedy, Aferim, Bravo, made in Romania, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, France in 2015, and by writer and director Radu Jude. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. animation, The Pirates Band of Misfits, made in UK and USA in 2012, and directed by Peter Lord and Jeff Newitt. And at Cine Club at 8 p.m. History Romance, Marketa Lazarova, Czech movie made in 1967 by director František Vlasil. Albert Einstein wrote, "A human being is a part of the whole, called by us universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. The striving to free oneself from this illusion is the one issue of true religion. Not to nourish it, but to try to overcome it is the way to reach the attainable measure of peace of mind." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Thank you.